The Maha Report, A Bold Step Toward a Healthier America. By Nick Griffin. The Maha Report, it's pretty much a repeat of AFP's recent Poisoning of America series. All chiding aside, however, the Make America Healthy Again Report, Maha Report, is a real breakthrough, offering serious hope for a healthier United States. Released by the White House on May 22, the Maha Report is a landmark effort to address the shocking rise in chronic diseases among American children and adults. Health and Human Services HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has led the production of the 72-page document that diagnoses the root causes of this crisis: poor diet, environmental toxins, sedentary lifestyles, chronic stress, and overmedicalization. The Maha Report opens with a sobering statistic: over 40% of American children suffer from chronic conditions. These include obesity, asthma, allergies, autoimmune diseases, and behavioral disorders. It warns that today's children are the sickest generation in American history in terms of chronic disease, posing risks to the nation's health, economy, and military readiness. The report identifies four primary drivers of the crisis: consumption of ultra-processed foods, exposure to environmental chemicals, lack of physical activity, inability to cope with chronic stress, and the excessive writing of prescriptions, many of which may not be necessary. It's clear, the no-nonsense approach cuts through the clutter of conventional health policy, offering solutions that empower families and communities while challenging entrenched corporate interests. A standout feature of the Maha Report is its unflinching critique of processed food corporations, whose products and aggressive advertising are driving the childhood obesity and diabetes epidemics. The report notes that ultra-processed foods, laden with sugars, artificial additives, and preservatives, comprise 70% of children's caloric intake. It highlights how these corporations spend billions on marketing campaigns, using colorful packaging, cartoon characters, and digital ads to target young consumers. This predatory behavior prioritizes profits over public health, undermining the well-being of America's future generations. The report calls for stricter regulations on advertising to children and incentives for companies to produce healthier, nutrient-rich foods. It advocates for a food system rooted in wholesome, domestically produced goods, reducing reliance on global supply chains that peddle junk food and food products that have been genetically modified so they can withstand the long haul to the United States from foreign nations thousands of miles away. By addressing the root causes of poor nutrition, the report lays the groundwork for a stronger, self-reliant America that prioritizes the health of its citizens over corporate bottom lines. The report's focus on environmental toxins is equally bold, particularly its attention to forever chemicals like PFAS per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. These synthetic compounds, found in water, soil, and consumer products like nonstick cookware, food packaging, and firefighting foam, are linked to developmental delays, immune system dysfunction, and increased chronic disease risk in children. The Maha Report emphasizes PFAS's persistence in the environment and human body, noting their presence in the bloodstreams of nearly all Americans. It calls for rigorous, independent testing and potential regulatory action to limit exposure. HHS also addresses pesticides like glyphosate and atrazine, advocating for gold standard science to assess their safety. The commitment of EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to balance regulations ensures that solutions protect children without crippling American agriculture, a key and very legitimate concern for those wary of government overreach. The Maha Report also tackles the sedentary, technology-driven lifestyles of today's youth, highlighting screen addiction, sleep deprivation, and chronic stress as major contributors to poor health. Citing U.S. psychologist Jonathan Haidt's research on the mental health impacts of smartphones and social media, it taps into widespread parental concerns about technology's toll on children. The report calls for action to promote physical activity and reduce screen time as a step toward restoring active, healthy childhoods, essential for a nation built on strength and self-reliance. The report's critique of overmedicalization is perhaps its most courageous stand, particularly its call for further study of the childhood vaccine schedule. It questions conflicts of interest in medical research and regulation, highlighting the pharmaceutical industry's influence on prescribing practices. While rejecting the most outspoken anti-vaccine claims, the report calls for true placebo studies and open dialogue about vaccine safety, reflecting a commitment to transparency that many Americans crave. This stance echoes Donald Trump's pledge at the report's unveiling: "We will not be silenced or intimidated by the corporate lobbyists or special interests." It may not go as far as some people would like, but this demand for accountability is a start in addressing Big Pharma's grip on healthcare. Unfortunately, you aren't going to solve this problem overnight, as it has been decades in the making. The report has faced criticism for flawed or missing citations, which the White House attributed to formatting issues, and were swiftly corrected. These errors, while regrettable, do not undermine the report's core truths. The liberal and corporate focus on these minor points in reality shows the weakness of their counterarguments. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt described it as one of the most transformative health reports ever released, and the HHS's quick response demonstrates accountability. The MAHA report is a rallying cry for a healthier, self-reliant America. HHS's forthcoming strategy, due by August 2025, promises to translate these findings into actionable policy. If its promises become reality, it will be a very important step toward a future where American children are protected from corporate exploitation and the medical-industrial complex. Failing to keep election promises is an all-too-common problem with politicians. In delivering the MAHA report, Trump's second presidency has shown that such betrayal is not inevitable. What America needs now is to see the generally fine words turned into effective and fearless action. Nick Griffin is a British nationalist commentator and writer. He was chairman of the British National Party BNP from 1999 to 2014, and a member of the European Parliament for North West England from 2009 to 2014. Since then, Griffin has remained active in British politics despite being vilified for criticizing rampant immigration into the United Kingdom. Contact t.me/Nick Griffin.